if we understand the importance of content, I would say that it has the potential to be the biggest driver of your revenue.
The world of marketing is changing, and to keep pace with it, you need to create a new point of view that is original, authentic, and engaging. How to go about doing that? Stay tuned to the Marketing Redefined show. Today, in this episode, we dissect the types of media, but more importantly, we discuss owned media and its perks. How podcasts are one of the top owned media channels. So stay tuned as we dive deep into this. Hi, Deepak. How are you?
I'm good, Muskan. How are you?
I'm good. And today we have come to this really interesting topic, actually, for me personally, because I just, you know, today only explored this area and I did not know much about it. But yeah, so it's something about related to marketing only, obviously. But at the same time, it's something wherein I had a confusion, but now I'm clear. But again, with our conversation, it will get more clearer. So owned media. It's something which is really different from paid media, which I was accustomed to. I used to hear about paid media, earned media, but owned media is something that's that was new to me. So Deepak, what exactly, how would you define this owned media?
Right. So this distinction is pretty old, right? This is a very traditional distinction between paid media, owned media, and earned media. Right? So in this context, in today's context, paid media is your paid ads, your influencer marketing, all that stuff is there. Earned media is something which you are, as the name suggests, earning. So reshares and reposts, right? Or if somebody would cover you in an article or something similar. Owned media are the assets which you own. You have complete control over.
Right.
Neither are you paying somebody for them, nor is somebody taking it as a repost or that kind of a mechanism.
Right.
So traditionally, it is always said that the road to earned media is via owned media.
Okay. Right.
So what comes under owned media? Again, traditionally, what used to come was your website, your blog post, your forum if you're hosting. Even, again, traditionally, social media comes under owned media. Right. However, I don't personally completely agree with the definition because you are using somebody else's platform. And at any stage, they could deplatform you, as is happening at this point with Twitter and obviously even with TikTok.
Right.
So there were lots and lots of mid-levels or minor celebrities or micro-influencers or even major influencers in India. And then suddenly one day the government banned TikTok and they were all out of it. So in that aspect, owned media is somewhere where you have complete and utter control.
Right.
So if it's your website and tomorrow, let's say something goes wrong, you can at least take that content and host it somewhere else.
Okay.
And in the context of our discussion, podcasts are what I would call the most relevant and the new age mechanism to own your media. Right? So in this aspect, owned media is not only about the control, but also how you can own the voice which is being generated there.
Right.
And that today is more and more relevant for all the brands. You have to own the narrative.
Right.
So it's not only about the ownership part, but it also standing up and saying, right, this is my brand. I own the voice. And this is how the messaging would be carried forward.
Right. But at the same time, on social media, for example, I have an account and I'm producing content day after day, which is purely made by me. The content is for me and I'm doing it to build my own individual brand. So how would I exactly distinguish that whether it comes in earned media because, you know, somehow you're earning through social media and stuff, or is it your owned media? How do you distinguish?
Right. So just a quick correction. When you say earned media, it is not about you earning via media.
Yeah.
It is that you have earned that media placement, right? Your brand has earned it.
Right.
But coming back to your original question, Muskan, you do, I mean, there is a factor of ownership there. Definitely, that is why it used to come under owned media.
Right.
But you're not completely owning it. Right. And it has happened with many, many people, right? Even YouTubers with a lot of following, and one fine day, YouTube will simply put a termination on their account.
Yeah.
So at that point of time, you cannot say that, okay, I own this media, so I'll just take it and go somewhere else. Because the ownership was not only about the content, it was also about the followership.
Right.
Your media, by definition, social media has the content part, but also the subscription or followers or all that engagement part. So while in a raw form, you can take those videos if you have a backup. In an actual form, you can't take the influence which you had garnered over time.
Right?
So it's not precisely something which I would say social media is an owned media format.
Okay.
More importantly, you actually don't have an option, right? So today you don't have an option about Instagram. I mean, if that is where your customers are, you have to use Instagram on their platform.
Right.
With podcast, you always have that option, right? So let's say you really don't want to give it to Spotify or you don't want to give it to Apple or whoever. You can still host them on your own website.
True.
Right. And then you completely 100% own it. There is nothing anybody can do to take it away. In fact, that is also why email lists are always in that kind of a domain of own media.
Right.
Because those email lists are your own. They will always remain your own, however you may use it. But if you're buying that ownership, or even I would say partnering for that ownership with a social media platform, it just lends a different tint to it. It is your content, definitely, but you are following the rules of somebody else who could go down the next day, or they could change their rules.
True. But I guess rightly said, because even when you have your own podcast, you can actually do its social media marketing on these social media platforms, right? Because these platforms may go down or they may take your account down. But at the same time, podcast as an owned media is something that could be marketed further as well. It could be used on, as you said, on the right website, on your own website and on platforms wherein it can perform well. But it's going to be your own entity at the end of the day.
Right. So you would need paid, own, earn. Right? Yeah. You would need all three of them.
Yeah, it's an amalgamation.
It is amalgamation, but which is a driving force? Right? I would say driving force will always be your own media.
Okay. Right?
Because that is the core. That is what you 100% control. And then obviously you need the paid part and you need the social part and all that stuff to be able to drive initial traction.
But these were one of, this was one of the benefits of, you know, having own media or a part of it, which is podcast. What are these other benefits of it?
See, the first benefit apart from the ownership is that you have control over what you want to say and how you want to say. So let's again take the case of social media. If reels or shorts are your forte, you're still constrained that it can be only of this duration. It has to be of this format. And if this is what is trending, I have to use this trending music. Something like podcast, you can have it at any length, you can have it any duration, you can have it in any genre. You, if you want video, you can have video. If you don't want, you can just keep it audio. All of those parts, like all of those freedom, then lets you define what sort of voice will work for your customers. So again, the ownership part is there, but also the freedom part of it. You could do, if you want, you could do daily 5-minute segments. If you want to do, you could do daily 20-minute segments. If you really want to do a deep dive, you can say, okay, every month I will do a 2-hour segment. And all of that is being explored. So the most famous podcasts these days are run into 2 hours, 3 hours. That freedom comes because they are your own. You don't have to worry about somebody else writing down the rules and then you have to follow them. And the third part of this is that this kind of owned media is rapidly becoming a necessity. Because to stand out, you need an original voice. And that original voice can only come forth if you have the complete freedom to be able to write it, articulate it, and then convey it. And to stand apart also. So one of the things why we keep on coming back to podcasts is because if today you start an Instagram channel, it is very difficult to get organic attention. To stand out, because it is very, very saturated. Podcast or something similar is not saturated. And this is why if you look at owned media, the biggest example are websites. And people keep on having websites. And they have been there in the same shape or format for the last 20, 30 years. The reason being that they are very flexible. You saw, it took us, hardly 1 week to change our website. And that is not possible with some other channel. So the ownership by default brings a certain level of freedom with it.
Right.
And that freedom allows you to articulate your message in the manner you want it to.
Hmm. I guess rightly said about the website part also, because it is our own entity and we have the freedom to do as we choose to. That's why I guess it was really that easy. But at the same time, if I would have wanted to do it with my own personal brand on Instagram, it wouldn't have been really possible because my followers are accustomed to something that I'm building on Instagram. And that too, there are, as you said, there are some restrictions through which I'll have to go through to, you know, curate my content really. But at the same time, it's even with the podcast that we have, some in-house podcast, it's even the same with that, I guess. We have so many different types of podcasts that we are building and we have the freedom to actually choose which, you know, which particular target segment to target and what exactly to say, who exactly to call upon and what kind of conversations we want to have and how much the length and duration should be. We, I guess, with the right research, we can do that. But at the same time, a podcast is something which is my own entity, for example, and it's going to be attached to my name, to my brand. How do you suggest we use it to our advantage to, you know, amplify it further, like in our own benefit?
Right. So something which you just mentioned, that there are so many options.
Hmm.
Those options have to be experimented with.
Right.
Right. And that is the same process which you have to follow everywhere.
Hmm.
Right? You can start with an assumption that, okay, this is the type of content which my audience will like.
Right.
You have to create it, publish it, then drive traffic towards it.
Hmm.
But then listen to your audience. Right. Listen to what they are saying. Firstly, is there any audience at all? And if there's an audience, what are they saying? How much are they listening to? What are the parts which gel with them? What are the parts which don't?
Hmm.
And then iterate over it.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that is actually a pretty general process which you have to follow anyway, with whether it's paid media or earned media or owned media.
Hmm.
But with podcasts, it is, as you said, right, there is so many dimensions.
Hmm.
The biggest dimension is the host and the content.
Right.
Right? And as we usually recommend, for a brand, you have to be the brand's owner, has to be the person putting forth their voice.
Right.
Now, that by itself defines certain things. Right. As the owner, you have a natural inclination to do certain things.
Right.
And basically, that is the direction your podcast will take, because you cannot fake it for elongated periods of time.
True.
And you could do it for an episode or two, but it will simply not work.
Hmm.
So you have to decide that who you are as the host, what is the content that you can talk about, and then what is the content which your target audience wants to listen.
Hmm.
And between these 3-4 factors is what will come as the intersection, as the optimum type of podcast, which you should start creating.
Right.
And I'll just underline one more part, that this is not easy.
Hmm.
Right? Week after week, getting the content, being able to speak, simply keeping the habit up, needs a little bit of persistence.
Right.
And it will need your thinking. So that is the other tricky part of owned media.
Mm.
Right? If the media is not owned, if it is paid or earned, right, you can simply outsource the responsibility, which is why people are so happy with paid media.
Mm.
And they can outsource responsibility, say, okay, you do it, you get me these many leads. And if you can't get it, we'll change the agency. And they keep on doing it every 3 months.
Mm.
With owned media, you get the responsibility, because now with the ownership comes the part that you're accountable. If it is not working, it is somewhere that you have to change. It's not the fault of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that part also plays a role in the manner of which podcast or which type of podcast should you create.
The last point that you said, Deepak, actually got to me, because that made me think that you're spending that same amount of time, you know, going through agency after agency and then, you know, getting these leads. But at the same time, even with podcasts, that's exactly what we say, that it's a long-term brand value building process. So it's the same amount of time that you're putting in. But at the same time, if you do it with a podcast, you're actually going to see some results, because...
Yeah, no, you know, what is happening is, right, with paid media and obviously people, right, Facebook, Google are very smart.
Hmm.
They show you some initial bits of measurable outputs.
Hmm.
Right? And whether those outputs are eventually translating into a revenue pipeline,
right,
you will anyway find after 6 to 8 months.
Hmm.
Right? Because this is what people keep on doing. And we have done it in plenty of sectors. We used to do our own paid marketing for different agencies.
True.
We have done it for FMCG and other stuff.
Hmm.
If you remove the part of D2C brands, right,
Hmm.
which are in a separate category, because they are in that impulse buy or low priced buy, which people are willing to experiment with. And there, I think paid media works very, very well.
Right, right.
But in other established industries, real estate, technology, right, more involved decision making. This type of paid marketing to lead generation, to cold calling, to meeting setup, and then trying to convert. This process will anyway take you 6 to 8 months.
Right.
It just looks very, I would say, counterintuitive to tell somebody, and this is what paid marketing, even search marketing, search engine optimization agency, they don't say that you have to wait for 6 months. Even though they know that to get any results, you have to wait. But they will give some sort of an assumption that, okay, we'll get you 10 keywords ranked in the first 10 months. Now, whether those keywords make any sense for your brand, whether the people who are searching for it are eventually being converted into a customer, all of those things do take the time. They do take time. And the moment we as brand owners start understanding that there has to be a time horizon after which only a strategy will work, and the strategy will only work if you keep on iterating it over that time horizon. That is the only place where marketing will work.
Right.
So something which you said was podcast is a long-term branding channel. Now that off-puts many people. Everybody wants to say, okay, I don't worry about branding. I want customer acquisition. I want customers. Now there are two problems with it. Firstly, customers will come to you only if they trust your brand. So whether you like it or don't like it, you have to create a brand. Everybody would want to say that we want customers.
Right.
Brand, whether there's brand or not, we want customers. But unfortunately, that is not how it works. Customers need to understand your product and they need to trust your product. So again, technically what we call podcasting is a top of the funnel activity. That funnel is still going to your conversion points. It is not an activity which is only being done to spend money. It is an activity which has to yield towards your conversion points. Right? And it will take the amount of time it takes for people to flow through your funnel. And that is, if you put anything at the top of the funnel, if your usual sales process is 6 months, 8 months, that is how it will keep on flowing. But the distinction here is that it's often said that this part is for branding and this part is for customer acquisition. That will no longer be valid in the coming future. Every bit of marketing needs to be measured. But for certain part of marketing, the measurement parameters are easier to do. And I think the biggest example is something which we were talking about last week with that Droom brand. Now, you were not familiar with that brand, but I saw their reel and I mentioned it to you and then you saw that thing. And there is no way anything can find that sort of a funnel flow. So these sort of things are what come when you really start taking your owned media seriously.
And I guess this is a very small part, but brands and their founders need to stop and think that what exactly are they investing in, which marketing tool will exactly work for them. Because I guess I've been through tons of meetings now and I've seen that, you know, everybody's just talking about either impressions or click rates or stuff like that, SEO, but they're not really getting the essence of what exactly podcasting is. So I guess one thing is researching about it and investing some time in it to, you know, really understand how is it going to benefit you, because it is going to benefit you in the long run. But at the same time, as you said, everything that you're doing needs to be measured in the coming years. How do you do it with this, with owned media? Like,
the same way, right? Every part of your own media will have its own measure. So when we talk about websites, you obviously have your website traffic and bounce rates and flow throughs. When you talk about podcast, again, you will come back to the same thing. How many people are listening to your every podcast? What is the total listenership with every new episode? What was the listenership? Week after week, you will keep on seeing. What you want to see is a trend. What you want to see is an incrementally increasing listenership. These days, the analytics is pretty advanced. You can see which are the countries which are being able to see it. And you can do a deep dive. Eventually, what will start happening is that you should be able to ask your customers, where did you come to know about us? And when they start saying, we listened to you on this podcast, or we saw your reel, which was from that podcast, that is the ultimate measure of whether your campaign was successful or not.
Right. Right. I guess there's not much difference. But yeah, with these newly come tools that, you know, as you said, that it's very specified to the region, to the areas that people are listening to. But at the same time, if we talk about a comparison, so as we discussed, even in paid media, you're paying, but in earned media also, you're paying some amount, you know, to either it's to set up your website or anything. You're paying some sort
of... In owned media, you mean?
Yeah, in owned media, sorry. So how exactly are they both different? And is it better than paid media? Owned media, is it better than paid media? Or like?
So what you're asking about is that, yes, there is a money investment everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? There is, even when you say owned media, you have to pay for hosting. Right? The distinction only is that you're not purchasing that media capacity.
Right.
Obviously, you have to do, even if it's paid media, you have to create your ads, right? You have to keep a graphic designer, you have to do a copywriter. All of those operational aspects continue.
Yeah.
It is the final marketing messaging part, which is whether it is earned or owned. Right? Again,
right.
As I said, these distinctions are decades old. Right? At this point of time, everything is intermixed.
Right.
So the owned aspect here is not only about the ownership, but it is also about the ability of owning your voice.
Right.
So there is investment everywhere, even with owned media, with paid media. That has to be, right? These are all things which you have to, I mean, as part of a planning a business. If you want customers to reach you, they have to be able to find you.
Right.
And once they find you, they should be able to trust you. And that is a very normal course of business. And whether you are a multi-billion dollar corporation or a startup, right? You want customers to reach you.
True.
Right. And earlier, that used to be having the best located shop, right? A corner shop in a busy market. These days, it is all about letting customers find you on social, on search,
right,
or on email or any other channel.
But I guess, as we discussed in the earlier episodes also, with skills, it requires some sort of funds to you know, either buy these tools or...
See, again, there is that distinction also, right?
Right.
So with website, if somebody is really interested in doing that, anybody can create a website.
Right.
The tools simply become easier. Same way with a podcast, right? While we have these fancy mics and camera and all that stuff, it could very well be done with a very simple mic and your laptop. Right. It doesn't require that much of money to get started.
Right.
To get it perfected, obviously. Right. The quality and you scale up, that is needed. But to get started, you don't need that much of investment. What is really required is an investment on your effort part.
True.
And that is where the biggest hurdle usually lies.
And I guess the product that you really believe in and are ready to, you know, invest your, not if not money, then time into, like you're consistent with your efforts in it.
Right.
So I guess any last thoughts, Deepak, before we wrap it up?
Yeah, no, I think, again, we come back to the same part of content-led growth. Right, and content has been much maligned these days, and it's again thought of something which is a afterthought.
Yeah. Right?
So, if we understand the importance of content, I would say that it has the potential to be the biggest driver of your revenue.
True.
Right, and it has to be that way. Right? If you look at good brands and how they are treating content, that is how we come to know about them. Right, when people share and comment and do all that stuff. But the core of that is what sort of voice are you owning and what sort of articulation you are able to achieve in that.
And I guess it's the content only that's the driving force, because I've seen this word being thrown around so normally that, you know, content is, people don't understand that content is actually the driving force, whether it's in any format. It could be in the podcast format or it could be a social media post, but it's the content itself that's, you know, where everything lies, really. So,
absolutely. I mean, and so again, for some reason, it has become a secondary thought.
Yeah.
Right? Even something which is as crucial to your business as a website. Right. Maximum founders wouldn't want to sit down and write the content for their website.
Very true.
And they would want to get an agency at the lowest cost and get them do it. And which is why you'll find all this filler content in majority of the websites. Because the industry knowledge is with the founder.
Yeah.
But the writing is being done by somebody else.
Exactly.
And we come to a point where you're getting the same old, right, overused terms. So somebody has to really sit down and do it. And that is how the next generation of marketing will evolve.
I guess a little bit of time spent is a good effort, because as we say with the podcast itself, that, you know, if the founder is standing behind their brand and speaking, and if it's their voice, it makes much more sense, and it makes much more, the brand would be recognized much more. It would be more personalized. Same, I guess, the other type of contents that are there, which is, as you said, the website content, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I guess pretty good takeaways from this one. And thank you so much, Deepak, for joining us.
Thank you, Muskan.